Prologue, the Appointments Clause. The President appoints judges, officers of the United States, but Congress can give President and heads of departments the ability to appoint inferior officers. So, Act One. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Mr. Lucia comes up with an investment strategy called buckets of money. And while it sounds intriguing, the SEC did not like it. He was penalized, including a lifetime exclusion from the business. He challenged that, saying that the administrative law judge that decided this case against him was biased because ALJs at the SEC, so the allegation goes, have never seen a respondent they didn't penalize, and they were not constitutionally appointed. The D.C. Circuit agreed with the SEC that, yes, these are constitutional ALJs. They are hired by the SEC's employees through the civil service system. And the D.C. Circuit agreed twice, once in bank. The Supreme Court took the case because the Tenth Circuit had previously agreed that the SEC ALJs are not constitutional. The United States Solicitor General defended the SEC, again twice, at the D.C. Circuit, but at the Supreme Court does a 180, attacks the SEC's decision, saying that the judges are unconstitutional, and oh, by the way, the Supreme Court should take up the issue of the restrictions on the president's ability to